In the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. My beloved, today we have the 8th holiday of Saint Nicholas of Mirlisia. Saint Nicholas was born already late, and he right away started to do miracles, because this, when he was baptized, he stood in the baptismal font for 3 hours without anybody's help. And when he would be drinking milk on Wednesday and Friday, he would never drink milk unless it's going to be late in the evening. And he would drink milk only from the right breast of the mama. He would never take the milk from the left. And as he was growing up, he didn't fool around with, like kids do, didn't play, and he was interested more in going to church all the time, and trying to be praying. And when he started to grow up more and more, and he was finally given by the parents, he was given to his uncle, who was a bishop. And the bishop had continued to teach him things about orthodoxy, and finally the bishop made him a priest, and he was always helping everybody. There was a situation where a very rich man all of a sudden somehow had lost all his wealth. And he had 3 big daughters, and he was even thinking of opening up a whorehouse so that the daughters could make some money so they can have some food and clothes. And Saint Nicholas, being a priest, God revealed to him what the father was about to do. And so he wanted to save the situation, but he didn't want to be known. So he took some gold and put it in the bag, and came at night at 12 o'clock or so at night, and through an open window, threw the bag of the gold to the man. And in the morning, when the man woke up and saw the bag, and he looked at it and saw there was gold, he was quite surprised, and he had no idea where it came from. But he immediately used that to give a dowry, to give his older daughter for marriage. And when he did that, St. Nicholas had made another bag, again of the same amount, lots of gold, and he threw it in again. And the man was sleeping at that time, and when he woke up, he saw it, and he said he has to find out who it is that's doing that. And so he's going to stay awake, and for several nights he was staying awake, waiting and seeing if somebody is going to do it again. And St. Nicholas did it for the third time, because he gave his second daughter also away in marriage, so she won't have to do the terrible sins. And then he waited for the saint, and when he threw the money back again, and since he wasn't sleeping, he immediately ran after him. And of course the saint was going home, but he caught him. He went on his knees and kissed his feet, and was saying that he really helped him, because otherwise he would have done a terrible sin with the daughters, and because he had nothing to survive in. And he was thanking the saint, and Saint Nicholas said, "Well, don't say it to anybody until I'm still alive." And he didn't do it, my beloved. This is one of the miracles. He always would take care of the orphans and the widows and everybody that he could. And of course, there was another situation where he heard that three people are going to be, their heads would be chopped off, they're going to be executed. And so he had went over to find out where it's going to be done, and there was a lots of crowd there. He went through the crowd and went up to the executor, and he already had his sword up and ready to chop off a head. And he jumped at him, grabbed the sword out of his fingers and threw it out and released those prisoners, because they were maligned, and he saved them. My beloved, of course, he did all kinds of things. One time, the three soldiers that were sent to calm down some place where there was revolution, and they did all that, and they came back, and the emperor was very glad, but there was jealousies right away, and they started to say to the emperor that these soldiers, they want to kill him, the emperor. And so he put him in jail, and then he had said that he's going to execute them, and of course it was all a lie. They had no intention of doing that. So they prayed to the Lord, they prayed their heart out, and then prayed to Saint Nicholas, and Saint Nicholas appeared to the emperor right in the middle of the night in the bedroom, and told him that these people are innocent, that they have never did anything against him, we never planned to do anything against him, and so on, and told the emperor so he has to stop the execution. Same thing with there was another man that St. Nicholas went also to tell him, and the other man came to the emperor and told him about it, and they saw that it was the same bishop that came to them, and they believed, the emperor believed, and released them, asking first to come before them and talk to them nice, and they saw St. Nicholas sitting right next to the emperor, and the emperor gave him releasement, and gave him a gospel that's covered with gold and jewels, and then and the kadiwa, which is incense, and the candles, stands to go and bring it to the to bring it to the bishop and thanking him. And they did it, and they were so beautiful. Of course, he saved so many people in the sea. And one time there was a terrible storm in the sea, and everybody thought that they're going to perish, and they asked him to pray, and he prayed, and then just like the Lord did, he told the weather to immediately to calm down, and the sea calmed down, and everything calmed down, and they got saved. But then one man climbed up on the mast all the way to the top, and as he was climbing down, he released himself, or slipped, and he fell down to the bottom of the on the deck, and from a very big high place, and was dead. And St. Nicholas came up to him and prayed about him, and he was resurrected. And he resurrected, he as if like he was just asleep, and he was totally well. And these are some of the miracles that St. Nicholas done. There's so many miracles. It's, of course, when you read the lives of saints, it says there's no room to be able to say all about the miracles. But these are some of the miracles, my beloved. And then there was a man and a woman with a little baby, and they were going in a boat. They were always, they loved St. Nicholas, and they were going to go and celebrate the day with them. But the wife fell asleep, and as she fell asleep, the baby slipped out from her hands and went into the river and drowned. And of course the husband was so upset and so hurt, and but then he prayed to Saint Nicholas. And the next day, when the people came to church, all of a sudden they hear a little baby crying in the choir loft. And the man that first came in, the keeper, he was upset. He says, "How can a woman be there? Women are not allowed to go there in the choir." It was men's choir there. And he went and he saw a little baby, tiny little baby, crying and being all wet. And St. Nicholas took the baby out from the river and placed it over there. And of course, he also resurrected him and healed him. And then finally, the parents were told about it, and they came, and they were rejoicing very much that St. Nicholas had helped them. But we can go on and tell you all kinds of things. But the main thing is, let's see how the Saint Nicholas, how he behaved. He behaved himself with all humility. He didn't want to have any praise. He didn't want anybody to worship him or anything. That's why he did all the good deeds. He tried to do it in secret so that the people won't know about it. And my beloved, then when the time came that the archbishop of the whole country had died, they needed to make another bishop. And there were several bishops there. And they started to argue who should be the one that's going to be the head of the church of that country. And they couldn't make up their mind. They were too much in distress. And so one suggested, let's pray on it and ask our God to guide us, and we'll do some fasting and some praying. And that's what they did. And then one of the bishops he prayed all night, and then towards the morning an angel came to him and it told him that he is to go to church very early and wait for somebody to come. And the first man that's going to come, that he will be called Nicholas, and that you are to take him and make him the archbishop. And that's what he did. He went to tell the other bishops that the Lord has revealed to him who is going to be made. And he went to the church, and all of a sudden, of course, St. Nicholas was always coming before anybody else. He would be coming to church. And as he walked in, the bishop grabbed him right away and said to him, "What is your name?" And he answered, "My name is Nicholas." And he said to him, "And I'm your servant." And he first didn't answer right away. And so when the bishop asked him a second time, but he saw he was filled of humility. And then he took him by hand and brought him to all the bishops and said, "This is the candidate to make the new hierarch here." They were all rejoicing. But of course he didn't want to become a hierarch, but when he saw that all the people and the bishops of all pleaded with him, he submitted himself, and he's become a bishop. My beloved, he's always listening to us. There's not one country in the world that didn't get some miracles from St. Nicholas. St. Nicholas is always willing to help everybody. All you have to do is cry out to him from your heart, of course. And if we can do it from the heart, that means we cannot have pride. Don't forget, the real prayer comes only through the grace of God. And the grace of God is not given to the proud people. The grace of God is given to the humble people. And so we have to have humility. And the first thing we have to learn and to know that if we are proud is when we judge somebody. When we judge somebody, then we should know that we have pride. We don't have humility. If we see somebody committing sins, then we should be very sorry for them and cry out our hearts to pray for them that God will forgive them and try to get them to stop these sins. But you pray your heart out in such a way as if it's your doing, that you were doing those sins. And this is the humility. This is humility that God is asking for us to have. To love our enemies, to do good to those who do us harm, and never to judge anybody. Again, I repeat myself. For if we are not going to judge, the Lord will not judge us also. But if we are going to judge, then it means that we have too much pride. And the grace of God is not going to help us. And without the grace of God, you and me, we can't make it to the kingdom of heaven. We need God's grace. We need God's help for us to make it to the kingdom of heaven. We need His grace. Without that, we cannot do it on our own. My beloved, let's work on it very much so that we can have the grace of God giving us the strength and the real prayer, because you know the Holy Spirit, He prays with us when we really pray from our heart. So let's learn again to humble ourselves and to have love for the Lord and love for our enemies and everybody, that we should love the Lord more than anybody or anything in the world, and we have to love our neighbors as ourselves. When we see them in trouble, always want to help them, just like St. Nicholas always did. May God bless you and have a wonderful day. God bless you.